From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. Eviction filings in Maine were down more than 20% last year as compared to the previous year, according to state court records. Maddie Thompson-Crossman, a staff attorney with Pine Tree Legal Assistance, says despite the decline in proceedings, many families are still struggling with high rent.
There are still people in being evicted into homelessness and in really desperate situations in housing that is not affordable.
Eviction filings for the first 4 months of this year are also down about 8% as compared to the same period last year. Thompson-Crossman says Maine's Eviction Prevention Pilot Program, which went into effect last fall, is helping families stay in their homes and avoid proceedings. She also says that eviction rates may be settling after the end of the pandemic-era rental assistance programs 2 years ago, and since Maine Town stopped allowing hotels to be used as shelters. Portland K-12 students will not be allowed to have or use their phones during the day after the school board Tuesday unanimously passed a controversial bell-to-bell cell phone ban to begin in the fall. Lily Sage, a Portland high school teacher, says the policing of cell phones usually falls to educators.
When we allow phones in students' pockets or in their bags or anywhere within their reach or view, we are inviting distraction into the classroom. Even when they are untouched, cell phones beckon and they steal students' attention.
Students voiced opposition to the ban, saying it wouldn't help them learn to manage cell phone use. Well, voters in more than 20 school districts across the state approved their budgets on Tuesday, several will have to go back to the drawing board. MSAD 15 voters in Gray and New Gloucester rejected a 6% increase by a margin of just 19 votes. Superintendent Chanda Turner says the vote was disappointing but not unexpected.
Last year, our budget passed by an initial count of 9 votes, so it was not unexpected that our budget was a very close margin again this year.
Turner says the school board will meet next Wednesday to restart the budgeting process. Governor Janet Mills yesterday signed into law a measure that will double the minimum wage for agricultural workers. Maine currently guarantees agricultural workers the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, less than half of the state minimum wage of $14.65. Democratic State Senator Rachel Talbot Ross, the bill's sponsor, calls the increase a, quote, long overdue step toward justice. Mills had vetoed a similar version of the bill last year after lawmakers added provisions that she opposed. The new wage requirements will take effect 90 days after the legislature adjourns. A business owner from Gorham is the latest Republican to announce plans to seek his party's nomination for governor. Owen McCarthy is a Maine native who co-founded the company MedRhythms, which is developing technology to help individuals with neurologic injuries improve their mobility. He recently served on the University of Maine System Board of Trustees. McCarthy says in his campaign announcement that Maine has become, quote, unaffordable for too many working families. McCarthy emphasized his outsider status as a non-politician and pledged to reduce state spending, cut taxes, and revitalize factory towns by attracting innovative new companies. He joins Robert Charles, James Libby, and several other Republicans who have already announced bids for the Republican nomination. Maine's gubernatorial primaries will be held next June. And David Costello, a Democrat from Brunswick, says he is joining the race to challenge Republican Senator Susan Collins next year. Costello finished third behind Independent Senator Angus King in a Republican contender in last year's U.S. Senate race. In his announcement on Wednesday, Costello says he is running to, quote, end the Trump administration's and the Republican Congress's reckless assault on our democracy, environment, and economy. He also accused Collins of not doing enough to push back against Trump's policies. A Maine native, Costello worked for the Federal International Assistance Program, USAID, for nearly 20 years. He later held senior staff positions in the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland. Three other Democrats have already filed papers to seek the nomination. Maine lawmakers have passed a bill that would ban supermarkets, colleges, and other facilities from dumping food waste in landfills or incinerators. Nora Bosworth from Conservation Law Foundation says Maine is currently the only New England state that doesn't have such a diversion law.
Food is a precious commodity and should not be winding up in our landfills. It should be winding up on people's tables and in people's backyards with compost and in anaerobic digesters to create biogas.
The measure would apply to institutions that generate 2 tons of food waste per week and those nearby an organic material recycling facility. If signed by Governor Janet Mills, it would take effect in 2030. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, Shifting Identity and Coming Out, a memoir. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.